This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals. If you want to be
having a great time,
you want to be
loving the fun,
you want to see all of the excitement, this is the place, and we're the one. If you want to be yelling like crazy for the guys you love to see, come on out and join us, this is the place you want to be. We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals. We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals.
If you want to see
the best of the big leagues,
you want to be
loving the day, come share the excitement of the stolen base and
great day for baseball
plays.
Talk, I'll tell you.
Come on now. Get to that hot stove and warm up.
Come on and see.
For the very best in baseball, this
I love
is the
it.
Place you want to be.
Hell yeah, Daddy. Hell yeah,
let's
baby.
Go. Let's talk some baseball. Looks like the traffic's moving out there on Shawnee Mission Parkway today.
Wow. How about that?
We're all snow experts at this point.
That's exactly yes, right. That's I mean, we've true. Been through it every week for the last 6 weeks, it seems like. My goodness, that rodent, what was his name, the groundhog? He wasn't wrong.
No, he wasn't. No, he there was a meme on X this week that says, y'all thought I was kidding.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, it was going to be 6 more weeks regardless whether yeah. he said. But I think this weekend is supposed to be in the 50s now, and the next week in the 60s, and so it's going to warm up. And
golf is around the corner.
Going to be a sloppy, wet mess out here for...
It's where you want to be. Fairways in the spring.
Are you going to be out there on Saturday if it's 65 degrees and snow?
No. Not yet.
Mud all over your pants?
Yeah, we got to maintain. Well, I got a Super Bowl Chiefs like towel that's now a golf towel. So
Oh, those ones we took walking
yeah.
in?
Oh, yeah. Drilled a hole in the corner, put on the golf bag. There. It's like, now I just wipe my clubs off with this. Stupid yeah. Super Bowl.
Bad towel.
But no, the Royals had a big weekend. It was crazy. It was like late, Friday night? We got the Colt Reagans announcement that mm-hmm. he is extended going away from arbitration. So that's big.
Yeah, that's big.
He doesn't have to test market.
What'd you think of the number when you saw the $13 million?
Respected. I mean, he's coming off 2 Tommy John surgeries.
No,
he had his first full season.
Yeah.
And now you're like, okay, well, we got you for at least another 3 years. And I remember asking Vern, like, do you think that they'll extend Q or Reagans the offseason first? Well,
They did both of
the got yeah, every,
and so did JJ yeah. get extended. Yeah. Like they extended it. It's a good move, you know, and I love it.
It's a move that your neighbors in the parking lot have done mm-hmm. and it's proven to be successful.
You got good players, you lock them up. There's nothing wrong with that.
You have a good guy in upper management that's running the shots, JJ Piccolo, who a lot of people thought, oh, it's just Dayton part two.
Well, and I told people when JJ was hired, you gotta give him a shot. And the people who I said that to was most likely Twitter, I would imagine. Give JJ a shot. You can't judge him and say that he's a Dayton clone. Now all those people are like, JJ's the best ever. You're the same people who were ripping the hire 2 years ago when they promoted JJ. And I think probably this show was the only one saying, give JJ a chance. he's not Dayton. And that's not a shot against Dayton. It would be like, you're not Kling, or whoever takes over for Denny Matthews when it's all said and done, whoever takes over for Mitch Holtis when it's all said and done. Like, they're not the same person. You got to give guys an opportunity to do their thing. And everybody was so hard and critical when they promoted JJ and, oh, it's just Dayton 2.0 and all this kind of stuff. Well, I don't think it is Dayton 2.0. And the fact of the matter is JJ has a better owner in which to work than Dayton did in Glass, right? I mean, he's getting the money. He's getting the opportunity to sign these players to a long-term deal. Dayton really wasn't given that opportunity under the old ownership, you know?
And now you have your ace signed, you have your superstar signed, you have your manager signed, and you have your GM.
That's your core right there, right?
I Brett Veach, Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid.
Travis Kelce,
hello.
You know, whoever you want to use. And give Scott Sharp a lot of credit, too. He's in charge of that kind of stuff and seeing the market where it is and saying, hey, we're going to give you financial freedom, and you're coming off two Tommy John surgeries. And Cole Reagans is like, yeah, I don't know what my future. I mean, I've had two of these already. So it's a great deal for both sides, right? You're showing faith in the pitcher for having a great season last year, and the pitcher's getting financial security coming off of two Tommy Johns, and $13 million for a Major League Baseball team is kind of a drop in a bucket. And that's why, you know, with the stadium stuff coming on board soon, it's good to see that John Sherman is already going out there and spending that money, leading us to believe that once the new stadium and ballpark district come on and they're generating money 365, they're going to spend a lot more money. These are great moves. I mean, like, if you're a Royals fan today and you're still on the fence about John Sherman as the owner of this team, that's on you. This guy has shown he's going to put money into the team. He's going to sign the young players. He's going to keep this core together. He's literally doing everything we've wanted from an owner since Mr. K passed away. He's running the team like he did. And I think we can all breathe a sigh of relief that our baseball team is in great hands right now.
Yeah, and I mean, they're giving you a reason to go. Like you said, like when we saw last year, when everybody's like, yeah, put a winning product on the field before you start talking about stadiums.
They did.
ALDS, I know. And then this year, how do they one-up it? Well, they bring back Michael Wacha. They get rid of players that maybe people were like on the fence about. Bring in different players. Jonathan India, who's now going to be your leadoff hitter.
Then it's great move.
Yeah, and now he's, from what I've seen and what I've heard, I follow Annie Rogers a lot on X, and she's like, well, if you want to know, like, Jonathan India was on the second field practicing outfield reps, and Michael Massey and Kevin Biggio were practicing at second base. So, like, you can think that he's playing second base, but you might have your center fielder for the next couple years.
You
and
Jonathan India,
you just don't know yet. And that's the beautiful part about getting ramped up, because, boys, they play Friday.
Yeah, Friday's like, the first spring training game. I can't wait.
That's
like
awesome.
I told you, you think I'm nuts. I watch spring. Like, if it's on, I don't care if it's sun and there's a crack of a bat. I'm watching spring training
baseball. I haven't seen Bob's hands yet.
Yeah.
He talked about hockey and spring baseball, and he's like, what else you guys want to talk about? Like,
talk Chiefs. We could do that, too. I mean, great. But, no, but I love it. It's so much fun to see some of these guys and to know the combinations, too. The Massey thing is interesting because you want to protect that dude's back at all costs, right? And so I'm sure you're going to kind of limit him, but now you have a backup. You've got Jonathan India, you got Biggio, as you mentioned as well. You've got like three guys that can play second base, but also three guys that can be versatile as well too. And you know, maybe a couple of days a week, Massey's your designated hitter or whatever. You've got options right now. The more options you can give to your manager, obviously the better off that you're going to be, you know, as a team. And so the Yankees, I was thinking about Aaron Judge yesterday, talking about his lineup, you know, getting longer with the addition of Aaron Goldschmidt and
Paul Goldschmidt.
Who's Aaron Goldschmidt? That's, I think, a talk radio host somewhere. Paul Goldschmidt. And they added somebody else this offseason. Like, our lineup got longer. I feel like the Royals lineup got longer too. It got a guy at the top, which increases.
Did Cody Bellinger go there?
Bellinger. That's who it was. Yeah. He was talking about Goldschmidt and Bellinger, you know, lengthening their lineup. And I feel like the Royals lineup got lengthened a little bit. You got Jonathan India now batting one. We finally got like a legit leadoff guy.
That we think.
Right. And hopefully he gets on base. Bobby can, you know, knock him in. He got 2, 3, 4. I mean, like, the lineup has gotten considerably better just with that addition of Jonathan India at the top. No longer is 6, 7, 8, 9, you know, kind of a black hole. I think everybody's 7, 8, 9 in baseball for the most part is a black hole. But if your top six are pretty good, you're going to have an opportunity. The Royals top six are going to be pretty good this year.
Don't look at the Dodgers 7, 8, 9.
Well, I mean, that's, I mean,
yeah, come on.
I mean, that's an anomaly right there. Like, that's just stupid,
just,
right?
You can always just debunk every baseball conversation with, well, the Dodgers.
Well, Dodgers.
Yeah.
Now Otani's starting to pitch again, which my buddy brought up a good point. Do you think Otani's year is as good or similar now that he will pitch?
You mean offensively? I think it's going to be like just as good, I think.
The 50-50 was last year. He didn't pitch. just basically DH'd all year.
You're only pitching once a week, right?
Yeah, but there might be a time where, like, maybe he doesn't play that next day or the day before.
Yeah, maybe. You know, I see what you're saying, like getting a day off the next day.
It's also impossible to try to go 50-50 every single year, which is an anomaly of a baseball season. It's never been done before.
Who's a better player, Aaron Judge or Shohei Ohtani?
Ohtani.
Okay, that's what I thought, too. Michael Kay in New York is peddling that Aaron Judge is better than Ohtani, and I'm like, on no planet is Aaron Judge better than Ohtani.
I only listen to Michael Che in New York.
Yeah, okay.
So who's the next one that gets signed for the Royals?
I don't know that there is a next one right now. It's not Vinny, because he's got to prove he can stay healthy before I'm investing money into him.
Because this is Sal's last year on a contract,
I believe so, yeah. Like, I don't know who that next guy is. I would have said Q or JJ, but they've kind of gotten all valued up and whatnot, so they're not. I don't think that guy exists right now. Vinny's got to prove to me he can stay healthy for an entire season. We've seen 2 years now where he hasn't made it through, right? So I need to see a full season out of Vinny before I'm willing to spend money on Vinny Pasquantino and to sign him up. And that's just what happens when you have guys that are injured. You can't make a bad investment into guys who have shown you that they have an injury history like that, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know who the next guy. Who do you guys think the next guy should be? I don't know if the next guy is here yet.
I don't know if it
may be Jack Caglione for all we know.
That
you know,
awesome.
It may be Carter Jensen for all we know. Right?
He's not
bombing
missiles at center field. He's going to be on this roster this year.
So
I think you're right.
We'll see. We'll see how they play it. If it's different than the old regime, maybe they give him an opportunity to play this year.
That's true.
But you don't need him to play this year to get fans out to the ballpark, right? If you didn't have Bobby and Reagans and Salvi and guys like that, maybe you promote him a little bit to give the fans something. Fans got a lot. We got a winning ball club. We got Bobby Witt. We got Cole Reagans. We've got Jonathan India as the new addition. So you don't need to move him up right away. But if he becomes one of your four best outfielders that are down in spring training, then by God, then you use him. So I don't know that the next guy to pay is on the roster right now. Until Vinny can prove that he can stay healthy, I just can't scratch that check for him.
Yeah, and I think the best thing that Caglione can do is really spark a fire up in MJ's ass.
Mm-hmm.
Because if MJ is going to do it, your time is up, and there's a guy behind you that is super talented and is a high draft pick that has a lot of buzz around him. So maybe that brings out a competitive side of MJ.
And I heard again over the weekend about MJ and how good he's looked all winter long. I mean, so
I've heard that for three straight years.
But this is not somebody with the organization. Yeah. This is somebody with a completely different team that's telling me this. And so when somebody on another team talks about, like, you know, players that are good on other, you kind of perk up a little bit. This isn't somebody trying to sell me beans for a beanstalk. So I'll be interested to see if this guy is going to tear the cover off the ball like a lot of people expect this year. But it is a big year for MJ Melendez. It's a huge year for him.
Over the weekend, we saw two things in the Chiefs organization that were a little bit changing from where we were a week ago. We'll explain what they are. One is a haircut. One is a last season go-around. Talk about it next on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan.
It was all the small things this weekend when it came to the Kansas City Chiefs news, but maybe major things, the three storylines I took from this weekend, Kansas City Chiefs talk-wise. Number one, Travis Kelce is coming back for one more year to do his finals contract
and have
his swan song.
Yeah.
So we'll hear two contracts be redone. Kelce's in Mahomes. Mm-hmm. Create cap space.
Maybe Chris Jones at this point in time, too. I don't know if it's too early to redo a contract. I don't know how that necessarily works, but he has 2 years now
because
in his contract, right?
We're getting ready to hit the big number for Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
It starts to really tax on.
I saw somebody saying the Chiefs are broke and they have no money. I'm like, yeah, Patrick Mahomes will renegotiate and they'll be fine.
Yeah. Well,
and they can extend Tooney and open up a bunch of money
open
there.
Open up money there as well. I'm not worried about that. If you're a Chiefs fan worried about cap space, you haven't been following this organization for the last decade.
The second storyline that I took from this weekend in the Kansas City Chiefs thing was Kyle Pitts. So
that's your backup plan for tight end, huh?
That's what they were saying.
Yeah.
There's a chance that Atlanta's ready to move on. If Kelce were to retire, the Chiefs would possibly go seek what he could do for them.
I think that's a mistake. I don't think you try to replace Travis Kelce. I think you just kind of let it happen and see where maybe your whole offense changes a little bit.
It's a mistake if you expect him to put up Kelce numbers.
But see, that's the problem. You go get Kyle Pitts, the expectation from a fan standpoint is going to be stupidly wrong.
But I do think that he would fit the narrative that we always talk, new face, new place.
Sure.
Right? Like,
yeah.
He was drafted, what, like 7th overall out of Florida?
Maybe 6th. Yeah.
Very high. Had a lot of, you know, expectations. Was fast. Was agile. Was big. Could catch. And just really never panned out in Atlanta.
How much of that has to do with the quarterback situation that was
that
down there,
know.
Too?
Or know? The offensive structure that's over there. Yeah. I mean, you had what's-his-face with the porn stash for a while. Then he went to Pittsburgh. And so there's that possibility. That was the other story. And then the third one is, guys, try to tell you, Mahomes is cutting the hair.
Yep.
And it would be evidently obvious that Patrick Mahomes has a new haircut, which means 50 and 5,000 next year.
Yeah, 50 and 5,000 and another Super Bowl championship for Patrick Mahomes. It's really odd because
it's a good look, by the way.
It is. He looks good. I think it's much better than the old look, quite honestly. I think he looks good with it, but you don't see dudes change their hair much, right? Like, when was the last time you changed your hairstyle? Guys don't do that a whole lot unless you're like a celebrity and then.
Or you're going bald.
You do that, or you're going
you
bald.
Do like the
some
Kobe.
Extreme. Yeah, or something like that. But most of the time, I mean, guys
Kobe's
find a hairstyle in college and they keep it.
Because Kobe's hair was like running away from him.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then finally he came back and switched jersey numbers and went bald.
Right. Like, those are the extremes. But you don't wake up on a Tuesday and just go, you know, I'm going to change my hairstyle as a guy. We find something that works and we pretty much stick with it, right? Patrick Mahomes changed his hairstyle, had to after that Super Bowl. You said it 2 weeks ago, Al, he's going to change his hairstyle now. And he did. And that's the right thing to do going into your 30s now. It's kind of a new era of Chiefs football, right? Mm-hmm. You're not defending champs anymore or anything like that. You've got a new leaf to turn over. People are going to expect new. I'm sure he's going to sell new, you know, wigs with the new hairstyle and whatnot.
What am I going to do with this head thing?
Yeah, like, what is that? What's everybody going to do with all that? And so now you just move on and you grow and you get better and hopefully the loss is still ruining inside of them.
He'll
right?
Never get over that.
No, he never will.
Never.
No.
I mean, Bill still gets mad at the Giants. Like, to this
know,
day,
yeah.
He's like, Eli cost me 2 Super Bowls.
That's right.
Like, he still to this day talks about that. With the love of his life in North Carolina, he'll never get over that. And then he still gets mad at Nick Foles.
I mean, it's crazy. I having these conversations with Bill Self over the years, and he used to say it all the time, and it's kind of changed my perspective on thinking, not as much because of my dad telling me to appreciate the wins, but Bill Self used to say, man, I don't enjoy the wins at all. I start over the losses, but I don't enjoy the wins. And that's something I think the true competitors really struggle with in sports, is that they can't get over the losses and they never enjoy the wins. And that's just not healthy. You got to enjoy the wins, and you can, there's ways to enjoy the wins and still hold on to the losses and learn from your losses and all that kind of stuff. But you got to enjoy these victories. But Patrick Mahomes falls into that same category of uber competitive. And so when he's getting inducted to the Hall of Fame, he'll go back, yeah, we lost that Super Bowl to the Eagles and that drove me to, you know, 10 more or whatever the case may be.
Right. And it made me think, because we were talking last season, if, in fact, that AFC Championship game was Travis Kelce's last game, which now it appears from what we've heard or what we've seen every day, it'll change, that they're going to have one last dance. Mahomes and Kelce are to go out there and give it one last hoorah.
Yes, they should, yeah.
Which is fine. Which made me think, like, is there a game that you're going to go see, or will you go see multiple games because you may never see 87 again in Arrowhead play football?
Yeah.
Like, is there a game that, like, sticks out where, like, I'm going to go watch that?
Last home game is.
Okay. Yeah. Which I don't know what that'll be.
Right,
but, like,
yeah.
For me, it'll be, like, Philadelphia. Like, I would love to go see that one as a fan.
Right.
Just to kind of, like, give it back, which kind of defeats the narrative of, like, well, every year, like, it's the Buffalo Bills Super Bowl. Like, I don't think that affects the Chiefs or have that same message when it's the Chiefs and Eagles this year, but the way that game was played, the way that everybody kind of went back and screenshot at different moments in the game to say, well, he didn't care, he didn't care, he didn't care.
Which is just the worst.
Which
I hate that.
Could have been after like a 3rd and 5 penalty, and then it's like the guys, you know, whatever.
Right.
So we do that every time in the football season where it's like, well, look how wide open he was. Like, well, you don't know that, whatever. So I think the Philadelphia game I would for sure go to as a fan to watch and see like what his like reaction would be in that game. But I'm like you, like, you know, you go to a lot of games, like you'll go there with a different perspective this next year because A, you go is to watch for entertainment, but B, you'll go and be like, hey kids, like 87, when you're my age, you'll tell your kids like, oh man, there wasn't anything better than watching Travis Kelce's last go around and seeing that guy play football. Mm-hmm. He was a real inspiration to this town and really like came full circle in his career and became this Hall of Fame, all pro tight end that might go down as the best to ever do.
Yeah, and that's, you know, what I told Ralph last year about the AFC Championship game when he was wavering a little bit. Because, I don't know, I'm tired. I don't know if I'm going to go. I'm going, you're going. It could be Travis Kelce's last game. Like, now these are the reasons why we're starting to go. And I'm still glad to this day that I went and watched Haas and Moose and Eske and all those guys walk off the field for the last time, even though our boss stole my kids' peanuts and ate them all and didn't buy a new bag. It was not Spectre. So I think going to those games is important. The older I get, obviously, you become more sentimental and you want to have those memories and say, I want to be there. Like, that's something that I would have FOMO over, missing Travis Kelce's last game, you know, at Arrowhead Stadium, whenever that may be, whether it's the postseason, which most likely it will be an AFC Championship game again, but, you know, for the right to go to the Super Bowl, you want to be there. You want to see those moments because they're not going to ever happen again. You want to be there that last time Patrick Mahomes throws a completion to Travis Kelce at Arrowhead Stadium and that crowd goes crazy. I mean, you think about it. What if he catches a touchdown, you know, and that ends up being his final play at Arrowhead late in the game or something like that to win the AFC Championship game, and there's Travis Kelce catching a touchdown pass and the Chiefs are going on to the Super Bowl again and he's walking off into the sunset. I think it's going to be an emotional year at Arrowhead for a lot of fans, knowing that this is going to be Travis Kelce's last game, because not everybody goes to every game. Maybe you get one game a year, and if that's the one game you're going to go to, you're going to want to see Travis Kelce, you're going to want to see him put on a show, and you're going to want to see him play and give you a great memory for his entire career and go, man, the last time I saw Travis at Arrowhead, he had 100 yards and a touchdown. Man, it was so cool to see him out there on the field. But it also goes to show you how fast a career goes. I feel like Travis Kelce was just drafted, you know, yesterday, and here we are, you know, going into that final season of his career, most likely.
Yeah, when was he drafted? Like 2008?
2013.
13. Oh, wow, I was way off.
Yeah.
There you go.
2013.
Yeah.
And it's already coming to an end.
Yeah.
Like, it's weird. I'm glad that you say that about Moose, Haas, Eske, and Kane.
Yeah.
Because I went to that game and helped Vern cover it. Because I was like, oh, there's just going to be audio. You're going to need to be everywhere. You got a post-game show to run. And he kind of pulled me aside. He goes, I'm happy you came to this. He's like, because I know where you are. I know where you were as a kid. I know what you went through. And I know you saw the World Series. Like, this is one of those moments. And, like, that's coming from Vern, who's, you know, awesome. Which his hot stove show has started up here on 96.5 The Fan. You can listen to it here. He'll give you all the insight. He'll tell you that why the reason you should be high on Jonathan Nia, not down, text line. But it is that sort of thing. Like, I was at Cal Ripken's last game at Kauffman Stadium. My dad made me go to Nolan Ryan. I didn't even know what was going on, but it was Nolan Ryan's last game in Kansas City. There are certain athletes that do that for a fan base. And what Travis Kelce has given this city, what Travis Kelce has done for this team.
But all those people you mentioned weren't ours.
No.
Like, this is the first time that it's ours. Like, everybody was there for Miguel Cabrera's last go-round and stuff like that.
The only
that,
ones that I really mentioned were, like, probably, like, Haas and Moose.
That's
like,
it. The other two were traded. That's the only people that this generation, and I'm including myself in that, have really bonded over when it comes to athletes, right? We didn't bond over anybody else on the Royals since George Brett. We had Salvi, we had Moose, like this year was Salvi. His last home game is probably going to be a hot in-demand ticket,
last game,
right?
He kissed the plate.
Well, yeah, I think that was here, but I think his last game was in Anaheim.
Yeah, but his last game here, he kissed the plate. Right, it's an iconic photo.
Right, right. Yeah, the last game here. Right.
Kelce's going to kiss the end zone.
I mean, what's he going to do? Yeah. Like, what kind of, like, him and just, like, I get almost emotional thinking about him and Mahomes just walking off the field that last time, man.
Well,
like,
it's going
to
happen.
That's an end of an era. And what we were able to watch and see and just witness and be part of. And that's going to end, and they're going to walk into that tunnel, and they're going to walk up and high five, you know, Tammy and some of the other, you know, folks that are down there, Tammy Reed, obviously, and you know, Clark Hunt and Mark Donovan, some of the folks in that club and whatnot. And they're going to walk into that locker room, and that's it, and it's over, and sports just ends like that. And that's why I don't understand the people who weren't enjoying and still aren't necessarily enjoying this ride as much as they possibly should, because there's no guarantees we're ever going to get back. And the last image we have, maybe them walking off the field of a 5-11. Who knows, right? Like, we just don't know what it's going to be like. And that's why you've got to enjoy these moments. But watching those two guys walk off the field is going to be like 2017, watching Haas and Kane and Moose walk off that field.
There'll be the video, and there won't be a dry eye in the stands.
Oh, God, no.
Then this time next year, we'll be talking about when we're going to go see Travis Kelce's retirement conference.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yep.
You're like, damn.
And then count 5 years to the Hall of Fame, and everybody's going to want to be there for that. And, you know, you got to fight for your right to get into Canton.
And then, nice. And then 8 years from now, we'll be talking about the same thing with Mahomes.
You think eight, huh?
Well, I guess not eight. Maybe like nine, 12,
10.
Yeah, he'll play till he's 40. So that gives him another 10 years.
You would hope, right?
I really
hope. But again, that 10 years, I mean,
It's been, what, 12 for Travis Kelce? And here we are having this conversation.
Yeah, yep. Flew by in a blink of an eye. And remember, he missed that first season, too, because he had the injury ACL. And whatnot. And so he didn't even play that first season. Imagine his numbers had he played a first season, right? Or maybe he's done after this year because he didn't play that first season, too.
You
never know, right?
But let's talk about this damn haircut for a sec. Because we've seen this coming. Like, he gave us a clue in the quarterback that he couldn't be going to the age of 30 with that haircut.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be 30 in September.
He got that thing fast, too. I mean, the Super Bowl's like 9 days ago.
Now, unfortunately, the pictures came, I believe, from his grandfather's funeral.
Yeah, who is stalking the funeral of somebody's grandpa? I know they're always out there, right?
Especially with that sort of clout.
Yep, these paparazzi, man. I know they're doing their job, but I mean, my God, somebody says go stalk somebody at somebody's funeral? I mean,
let's say we're talking about the photo, so.
Yeah.
And so, like, I was looking at the photo. I'm like, he's in a black shirt with a rose on his chest. Oh, yeah, I remember the news about his grandfather passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, but wait a minute. This man's got his hair cut. That is the new look for Patrick Mahomes. And I don't know why it's something like, I guess it's probably because it's February 18th. But, like, that excites me because
he's moved on already, hopefully, from the game, right? I mean, that tells you.
That would be like in 14 when the Royals lost to the Giants. And then Hosmer came back with like a shaved head.
Ooh.
Or came back with like a high tight fade instead of having the faux hawk that he rocked, which was an iconic hairstyle. Like every kid was going to,
going to Halloween in 2014 at the kid's school and watching all the kids with the Haas cut, the Haas uniform was cool.
And like you had mentioned, like people had the Mahomes wig, the headbands, like all that. They were even wearing the visors with the Mahomes fro in it.
Adults.
Yes.
Yeah. No,
and
adults,
now we have this new look Mahomes. We got this pissed off Pat. The hell with Petty Pat. Now we got pissed off Pat. So pissed that he's got a new hairstyle coming this year, and it's the number one thing talked about in the Chiefs media. And when Max sent the text last night, I was like, dude, I knew this was coming. I knew he was about to do this. And he did it. And now we get a new-looked Pat coming into the new season that will be, where he's coming off a heartbreaking loss. Devastating, just brutal loss, and it's Kelce's last season.
First time he was probably really kicked in the balls as a professional athlete, too, right?
He was terrible.
I mean, Patrick Mahomes was not good in that game, and so the whole, like, shaving of the head or changing the haircut, I should say, is probably good. You're cleansing yourself. Like, that right there is a subliminal message to the rest of the NFL that those days are done, and I'm moving forward. And if you're the rest of the NFL, you're like, oh, man, this guy got a haircut now. Like, and I know it sounds ridiculous, but that's him putting the rest of the league on watch and saying, hey, man, I'm changing who I am, and I'm not letting this one fester, and we're moving forward. And like I said last week, he was probably already in the facility, you know, doing some work, getting ready for next season because of how bad that loss was. Mm-hmm. And we've seen Patrick Mahomes rebound from losses. We've seen Patrick Mahomes rebound from wins. I don't think we've ever seen Patrick Mahomes rebound from getting kicked in the nuts like they did in that Philadelphia game. And I think it's going to be an unbelievable rebound. I think it's going to be the best rebound we've seen this organization make, because now they're playing on a mission next year, right? Had they won the three-peat, it would have been great. Now they lost. Now everybody's talking about how no good they are anymore. Oh, they're not that good, blah, blah, blah. They're going to come back and they're going to kick some serious ass in this next season. And it's going to be a lot of fun to watch.
Was Kobe better with the haircut or?
A better bald, I think. I mean, immediately you ask and I see Kobe is bald. I don't really see him with the hair, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. They're both Hall of Fame careers. It's a big debate. Which one was better, 8 or 24? Yeah. I don't know.
That says your iconic level of athlete, that when you get a haircut,
that's crazy.
Like people can create a conversation about it. Like,
Bald
Kobe was like this. Everyone's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
He's 24 now. Like he's not 8. Like I know he was 8 for a little bit, but like still it's like those sort of things around that sort of athlete with that much clout are talking points. Whereas like if Bobby cut the mullet, we'd have a conversation. Be like, oh,
sure.
Bobby cut the mullet.
But it wouldn't be a national story Patrick Mahomes hair is.
No.
Yeah.
But Mahomes, it's like we're taking a guy trying to go respect his family and celebration of life, and it's a conversation because somebody got a picture of his haircut.
Yeah. Right.
That's where we're at.
That's where we're at with Pat. No, he's an icon. There's no question.
Sure.
Like, and sometimes I think a lot of us have a tough time understanding that. he's probably the most iconic figure in American sports right now, and he lives here. You know, like he's our guy. And I think
it's like him or Travis, they're both here. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Travis literally is an icon. I mean, Travis, because when it's all said and done, will probably be a bigger icon than Patrick Mahomes, just with the pop culture stuff and the Taylor Swift connection, right?
Yes.
And the podcast and all
SNL,
the commercial.
He's
stuff.
Funny.
Even Travis changed his hairstyle this year, and it was a talking point. Yeah.
I was going to ask, what's his hairstyle now? Because we got new for. Is Travis coming in with something different?
Well, Travis had that hairstyle at the Super Bowl where he actually had hair back.
Yes.
Whatever Taylor wants. She said she liked it better when his hair was longer than when it was like the high fade.
Yeah, so, you know.
Girls love the flow.
If you're dating somebody and they like your hair, go with it. Yeah.
Very.
Not, it ain't just chicks that like the flow. You know? Bob's jealous.
I'm jealous. I'm not going to lie.
My hair, I turn into Corey Matthews. I can't do it.
Wow.
I got to keep it short. Wow. Oh, it just becomes a big ball of suck.
Now I want to see it.
Nah, dude. I can get pictures from Lily.
I was going to say, I need to see that.
I had a damn perm.
I've never had long hair. Always wish I could have longer hair.
You couldn't grow?
I don't know. I never really.
You
like.
Never tried?
By the time you give it that opportunity and think about it, you're in your 30s and you're just like, what am I doing
point.
Here? Right?
Yeah.
Then you look like an idiot and you're trying to grow it out as an adult.
It'd be like if Mahomes had never had that hair and now he's 30 and now he grew the.
Yeah.
It would be like, what are you doing?
Yeah, what are you doing? Like, you know, just it's just pain. And, you know, I went like 8 weeks during COVID without getting a haircut. About 6 weeks, I'm like, yeah, it's time to cut this
over.
Thing, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I know it's never going to look like, you know, yours or, you know, something like that. Or Kelsey's.
Mahomes
Kelsey's
comes back great. With a full beard. And
wow.
And a new hairstyle. I don't know if he can grow a beard, though.
Yeah, I don't think
I don't
he
know.
Can.
Yeah.
It'd be like me trying to grow a beard or Mac trying to grow a
Yikes.
Beard. Like, it'd take an act
happen.
Of God.
Yes.
Well, ever since Scottie Scheffler's had a beard, he started balling in golf. Used to be bare face, and he grew out the beard, and all of a sudden, here's Scottie Scheffler, the world's number one.
Sounds like a hockey player, you know? Like, I'm not shaving until the playoffs are over.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the hockey beards are epic. Yeah.
So sick.
Nasty.
They are nasty, because you can just see the blood and the snot and stuff in it. Like,
tooth getting cut.
Hockey players are the best.
Thursday night, baby. United States versus
Huge.
Canada. Is it still round robin then?
No, that's the championship. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, last night didn't mean anything for the United States. They had already advanced to the finals. Canada needed to win early in the day. They got that win. Sweden and Finland can go play tiddlywinks. Nobody cares.
Is Sidney Crosby still in Canada?
Yeah, yeah, he's on Canada. Oh, yeah. He's on Team Canada.
At the young age of 37.
75. Like, when the Penguins were going to move here, Sidney Crosby was like a rookie back
Come
in the
now.
Day. I mean, like, could you imagine if Sidney Crosby and Evgeny Malkin moved here and we had the Penguins in their prime Ooh. Winning Stanley Cup championships in Kansas City?
God.
You want to talk about this being a hockey town,
yeah.
People would have lost their mind because that would have been the first team since the 85 Royals that ever did anything.
There are three great players, or three great people in sports that have the birthday of August 7th, 1987. Sidney Crosby, Mike Trout, Dusty Likens.
Mike Trout moving to right field to save his injury, too.
Smart.
Are there numbers to back that up?
Can he's
somebody
not covering
show
center field?
I understand right. that, but like, is there proof? Are
I
there,
thought that too.
Is there actual proof
Evidence.
That moving? And, yeah, right. That's because we hear about
like
it.
Okay, cool.
Isn't,
makes sense.
Isn't
right.
Judge moving back to right field now that Soto's gone?
I have no idea. Is he moving back to right field?
Who's gone?
I don't know. I mean.
I just thought that, like, that's where they were going to move him.
But I don't know. Like, people say that all the time, and then it just becomes, like, one of those, oh, yeah, he's playing right field. He's going to have less injuries.
But what I love is at least that Mike Trout's acknowledging it.
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, he should have acknowledged it years ago. But is that, you're still going to play the same style. Like, you know, like, you're still going to, like, whether you play with reckless abandonment or not, like, you're still going to be that style of guy. I didn't know if there was, like, somebody actually did a study that says, yeah, injuries are diminished by moving over, and they've got, like, direct comps, because I think it's one of those hearsays, makes sense, but is there evidence that this actually does work? You know, I don't know.
Yeah, back in December, that's the last report we had, but Judge expected to move to right field.
Who's going
to
play center fielder? Bellinger?
Opening the door for Martian?
Who?
Marvin?
A Martian? They're going to have some guy from Mars play center field?
M-A-R-T-I-A-N?
Martin?
Martin, maybe?
Hell if I know.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's why we cover Kansas City sports.
They're having a guy named Martian play center field. Like
first
this
name
green
Marvin,
guy.
Last name Martian.
Yeah.
Get off my land.
I have no idea who that is. You'll probably say the first name. We'll go, oh, yeah, I heard that guy.
From the text line for the 913, Mac has some great lettuce.
He does.
That's the only lettuce he has on his bot.
Yeah. It is
got
true,
like
man.
One chest hair. He plucks
That's
it every
exactly
night.
Right.
From the 785, does that mean Dusty had a Topanga in his life? Unfortunately, no.
No. Nobody.
But
did.
I had a Mr. Feeney, that's for sure. That is 100% true. Coming up on the other side, we'll dive more into this NBA All-Star game and why the NHL is absolutely kicking the NBA's ass. Bob Fesco, Mac Morey, Dusty Likens. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan, and it is your home for Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan.
It's a new day here on 96.5 The Fan. Be safe out there. Traveling looks like it's okay for now, but just be safe.
Just depends on where you are. I'm not going to tell anybody the roads are great. Carrington yeah. just came in. I said, how was he? He goes, not bad.
Yeah, it wasn't terrible this morning. Just blowing snow is what really got me, which, damn it.
When is the stuff supposed to come down though?
I just saw Bogosworth on the channel we have on here, and she was looks like it's like later this evening.
Okay.
So it's being pushed back. So it seems like the grunt of the snow is like between like 4 and 8. Sign me up.
Yeah, fine. I mean, let's go.
I'll be home. I'll be asleep. I'll be waiting for the morning when it's all cleared.
That's but, right. Yeah, that's a perfect time, actually,
and
for
then
me.
Next week is like 55, 57, 50. I think
beginning
there's a 58.
Friday, I think. Saturday, maybe.
So I think we can kind of think to ourselves.
But it's supposed to rain on opening day.
Don't like that.
I was looking at the extended. It's supposed to be 63 and rain for opening day, and then rain on that Friday, which is an off day, and then Dusty goes, so doubleheader on Saturday?
Wouldn't that probably. Be a great way to start the season?
Oh, how pissed would baseball player man be? I got to play a doubleheader. Yeah, dude, here's your glove.
Well, you've had 4 months off.
Man. Yeah, like, ultimate baseball excuses that are rolling in. Like, people who aren't ready for spring training, like, how about Juan Soto? Not Juan Soto. Is it Giancarlo Stanton's got elbow tendonitis now? He goes, oh, it's been bothering me for over a year, and we're just coming to this conclusion today. And, you know, this is about the time where they get those big plastic bands on fences, and they're mm-hmm. pulling them down there and strengthening their arm and kind of getting ready. So spring training in full force. And then, of course, Vlad Guerrero speaks to the media today, and that's going to be the top story in baseball. Vlad Guerrero saying, nah, I'm done here in Toronto, basically.
Yeah, that case.
Here's what he said last night. The last call between Vladdy and the Blue Jays was 10:30 last night. Quote, I'm here. We didn't get an agreement. Now they're going to have to compete with 29 other teams.
Yeah. And then
you can't even use the Blue Jays as that random team that always makes an offer that never signs anybody because he's with the Blue Jays. And then the Mets retweeted his press conference. SNY, which is the Mets TV station, retweeted Vlad Guerrero's press conference.
So he's going to be a Met in 365 days.
About that, yeah. I mean, well, probably a Dodger.
Did you negotiate other? No. Okay. I mean, I guess he could follow his dad's track. His dad played in Canada, then he went to the United States and played for Anaheim. He's played in Toronto, and then he'll go play for somebody.
For the Dodgers.
Gosh, see, that's what's crazy about baseball is like when Toronto drafted all those guys, I was so envious of them because they had Bo Bichette, Vladimir Guerrero Jr., and Kevin Biggio. Now Kevin Biggio is a Royal. Mm-hmm. Bo Bichette's he's got it, but he doesn't have it all.
He's not what we thought he was going
to
be.
Yeah, we thought he was going to be Bobby Witt Jr., to be fair.
Oh, yeah.
And then all of a sudden, Vlad Guerrero Jr.'s good. Not great, good. I mean, can absolutely crush it.
You know what his numbers were last year?
He had a down year, didn't he?
Okay. If 323 with 30 and 103 and 199 hits is a down year, because I thought the same as you, Dusty. I went, he's coming off a down.
Do you have his reference page up?
No. Okay. That was just the
because he was on the trade block last year.
Yeah,
and the Royals were a team of interest.
Yeah.
Which, I mean.
Oh, I'd go get him right now. I'd have no problem going to get Vlad Guerrero right now. Like, if you're in a stretch run.
Like, hello, DH. And then, hey, Vinny, you get hurt a lot. Why don't you just take a couple of days off and play DH? Hey, Sal. You're not going to play today. We're going to have Fermin catch. We're going to have Vinny play first and Vlad DH.
Right.
Or some sort of.
Yeah, I've got his reference page pulled up now. 30 home runs was probably third most in his career in a season.
Okay.
He hit 48 and 21, 32 and 22, took a step back to 26 and 23.
That's the year it was, 23.
Yeah, but he's still a down year in 23. he still had 26-94. Now, he only had 264 that year. His batting average was 80 points higher,
yeah,
or 60 points higher this year than it was a season ago. And then his power numbers were up a little bit, you know, right, from 26-30 and 94-103. But, I mean, yeah, I thought the same thing as you. I'm like, oh, he had a down year and didn't do anything. Oh, my God, 30-100. That's a down year for Vladdy. That cat gonna get paid, man.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I wonder what his number was. Because he said, I had my number and they had theirs. They didn't meet mine. What do you think his number was? 50 mil a year?
I mean, with those numbers, and obviously they don't want to go to arbitration, and he does now officially.
Well, he'll know. He's going to free agency.
Free agency. I mean, I don't know what his number would have been. I mean, it's baseball, so the number is going to be egregious.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know, because Toronto always pays.
Is it more than Mahomes? Toronto acts like they're going to pay people, but they never get the person.
Yeah. I'm going to say it would be slightly under Mahomes. Because what was Mahomes?
Right,
10
about
for 50. 500,
yeah.
50 a year.
Yeah, right about 50.
Yeah, I would say it's somewhere close to that. I mean, for what he's done and what he's been.
Right.
Never gone anywhere else, been an all-star. I think he won a home run derby. I could be wrong on that, though. Somebody from the 918 says, today starts the tag players day. Who do the Chiefs franchise tag?
No one.
You don't think anybody?
Mm-mm. Don't have enough money to do that. And that's the real salary cap thing. You don't have the money, and it'll wipe you out. So I don't think they're going to tag anybody.
Yeah.
And if I would, it would be Trey, but that's going to be a $25 million, you know, boom. And that would be hard to move money around from a franchise tag. That's 1 year. So I don't think they tag anybody today.
Yeah.
Which is fine. You know?
Yeah, because I think the biggest tag you're going to see either today or tomorrow is going to be the T. Higgins.
And that may be it.
I mean, that's the big name. Like, that's the one that you're going to see that everyone's going to be like, oh, yeah, it makes sense. And you can either tag, trade, tag, and play over a year, and then, or you can get our group text that's just Drew and Sean Barber.
Right, yeah.
Like, I almost texted the group text yesterday, like, sounds like somebody needs to have a side conversation.
Right, because most of us don't care about the Bengals.
Like, what's worse, reply all guy or the two people in a group text that just are the only ones going back and forth?
That.
Okay.
Because reply all guy, at least, you know, you can don't have to open your email.
You just swipe, delete.
Yeah, but like...
You get like 8 straight text messages, like, oh, it's a group chat. And then it's like, Drew, Sean. Like, guys, what are we doing here?
Grab a separate chat room.
I've never understood that.
Go talk Bengals over here. Like, literally nobody weighed in yesterday from our group. Nobody weighed in.
I had
in.
No interest.
I didn't either.
It
I
was
saw
my
I was
Saturday
Bengals,
or
I'm
my
like,
Sunday.
Yeah, I don't care what the Bengals do.
From the 913, there's only 5 players in Major League Baseball with an annual salary of $40 million or higher, FYI.
Hmm.
So,
well, that doesn't mean anything. I mean, baseball is just...
So that means it's Soto, probably Judge.
Otani,
maybe Betts. I don't know if I'm swinging and a missing on some of those names, but I know Soto's there because of the contract he just got. Otani from a couple years ago, we know that.
Well, Soto is number one. Shohei Otani's 2. Trout is still number 3. Mm-hmm. Betts is 4. Judge is 5. Manny Machado is 6.
Manny Machado. Good for him. Yeah, so I got 3 of the top 5. Trout, I would never have guessed he's still making that much money, but it makes sense because they gave him like that life.
He goes
contract.
Through 2030.
That or the Pujols contract to Anaheim is bad.
Both of them are bad. That's why you don't do these contracts in baseball or any sport.
And somebody says $25 million to tag a right guard. Damn. Like,
yeah.
It's high. It goes up every year. Because
guard money is going to be sick this year.
Because guards got paid last year, so the level of money changed.
Right. Big time.
Yeah. I can't think of anybody who might see McDuffie. You wouldn't tag him.
Well, you don't have to tag
him.
Yeah,
you don't have to tag him. You would tag him next year if you did. Right? Because he's a contract eligible next year.
He's up next year. This is the year they can put the 5th-year option on him
after year three.
You could, but why? It's a middle linebacker. I mean, they're a dime
cheap,
a dozen, you know?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and 3-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I don't think anybody gets tagged for the Chiefs.
No, there's no reason to. There's nobody really. The more I look at the free agent list, like, I'm pining to bring back other than Trey Smith, really. I mean, when it all comes down to it, everybody else can walk. They're all replaceable parts.
Anybody gets tagged for the Chiefs, Mac?
Trey Smith would be the only name.
But it's $25 million.
Yeah. So for that, I wouldn't do it. That's the only possible
I don't think they can. They'd have to make moves to get to that number because they're technically $11 million under the cap, and you have to be that number under the cap, I believe,
yes,
in order to franchise the guy. So they'd have to – it's too much of a pain in the ass.
But we know they're going to do that anyways.
Eventually, yeah, they will. And maybe they end up doing something like that today, and it's kind of, you know, 3 o'clock deadline, and maybe it surprises you or something like that. That would be crazy. I just don't think it's a right business decision to tag Trey. And so I don't think they will. I think everybody knows that we've had our fun here, and you're going to go get paid by the Chicago Bears or whoever. It is.
I didn't know he was only 26.
It's crazy, dude. He's my age. Yep, we went to
school
together.
Looks like a 40-year-old man.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Oh, you did go to Tennessee together?
Yeah, we went to school together.
Did you ever see him on campus? Like, that's
Trey Smith. I'd interview him. We'd go on because I report on the team, so I was there, yeah, for sure.
Damn.
Did he turn you down on Super Bowl Sunday, too?
He did not. Didn't try, though.
Yeah, that was it.
Which is fine. I get Bob. I'm not talking. Okay.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Sounds good. Can't blame you.
Don't blame you. Wasn't exactly the best game.
Coming up on the other side, Bob gave it a try, and I think that's all it's going to take, but I think it's over. We'll talk about what we're talking about on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan, your home, Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.